Most people can't imagine being confident in standing before God, let alone being bold in His presence. But, well, it's exactly what God wants us to be, confident and bold. But how? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective, as we chat once more with my special guest, Brett Barclay, about another of the five top truths that God wants us to know. And please do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet, The Shocking Truth About You, Me, and Barabbas. I'd love to send you a free copy to help you wrap your heart around the amazing, powerful, life-transforming love of God for you through Jesus Christ. One of the hardest things for me to unlearn is the idea of being afraid of God, but instead to be confident before Him. Why? Well, you know, we've all done stuff. You've done stuff and I've done stuff. It's a bit like with our fathers when we were kids. When we'd done stuff, we knew there were going to be consequences. And so we wanted to run and hide. And then when we do come to that point of putting our trust in Jesus and wanting to follow Him, well, you know, the fear thing is still there for most of us. I'm joined again today on the program by Brett Barclay, who's sharing with us this week the top five truths that God wants us to believe. Mate, welcome again to the program.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks, Bernie.
So, confidence before God, boldness before God. Doesn't the Bible tell us that we should fear God too? What's going on here? What's this all about?
Well, the Bible, all that the Bible says is true, so we need to reconcile those truths, but in the context of our relationship with God and in the context of what we've been talking about, being the righteousness of God and having faith in the perfect life of Christ, the atmosphere and our approach to God is an approach of boldness and confidence because we trust in the one who is right with God.
But isn't it, in a sense, natural for us to be afraid of God, timid with God, shy even with God? Because we have all done stuff wrong. And if you believe the whole righteousness of God thing, which is having a right standing with God, that means there can be a wrong standing with God, and a wrong standing with a God who promises that we will spend eternity without Him in a place called hell if we don't do the right stuff, is a pretty scary thing.
Yeah, it is.
And it's meant to be.
Yeah, exactly. It is meant to be. And I think if you go all the way back to Genesis, you see when Adam first sinned, he made a decision to go off in his own direction. We see two incredible responses from Adam. It says in the New King James Version that he hid himself and he made for himself. So he actually retreated, ran away from the presence of God, and then he tried in his own strength to make himself acceptable to God.
Have you ever thought about how nuts it is to try and hide from God? Like, has that ever crossed your mind?
Where do you go?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Even like Psalms talks about, where can I go from your presence?
Yeah.
And in fact, where do we want to go? Because He is so loving, He is so kind. We actually want to be with Him 24/7. And the basis of being with Him 24/7 is the fact that not in my own strength. You know, Bernie, you're talking about stuff before. You've done stuff. Our listeners have done stuff. Hey, I've done stuff too. And that stuff separated me from God. But when Jesus was on the cross, all our stuff, the punishment for our stuff and our mistakes, our wrong, fell on Christ. You know something? Here's an amazing thing to think about, is that the punishment for our sin was extinguished on the body of Christ.
Wow.
When He hung on that cross, all the wrath of God was extinguished on the body of Christ. And there's a great psalm, I think it's Psalm 30, that says, His anger is but for a moment, but His favor is for life. That moment was the moment when Christ hung on the cross. God's anger fell on Christ that His favor may fall on us.
That is powerful stuff. That rocks my socks off.
It's amazing, hey?
Yeah.
That's our God. That's the gospel that we have. It's incredible. When that actually seeps into your heart, when you recognize that, you start to think, well, you know, how do I approach God? If God's my Father, you know, both you and I are fathers, and there's nothing that could ever separate you from your kids. I mean, the love that you have for your children is, it's indescribable, is it not? But, you know, Jesus in Matthew 7 says, if you being evil, so even though you're not perfect, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more so will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask Him? So his fatherhood, his example of a father, way outstrips even the greatest human father.
It strikes me when you talk about confidence before God, it's a question of who or what we have our confidence in.
That's exactly right. And if, my goodness, if my confidence is in Brett Barclay, my goodness, Brett Barclay, some days he's up and some days he's down. And that's the truth. That's the human condition.
Mm.
But if we trust in the one who is always perfect and we realize what took place on the cross, we understand that our approach to God is full of confidence and boldness. Can I read you a couple of scriptures on this? Hebrews, I love, these are life scriptures for me. Fantastic. Hebrews 10 verse 19 says, "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus."
Mm.
So the holiest is where God lived. It was his dwelling place. And so you and I can enter the immediate presence of God with boldness.
And when you recognize who that was written to, which was the Hebrew nation, the Jewish nation, and only once a year on Yom Kippur could one person, the high priest, enter the Holy of Holies.
Yeah.
And now, read that scripture to us again.
It says, "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus."
Yeah. That is radical. That would have blown their minds.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, if you read through the books of the Old Testament, one word you will not see with how the high priest approached God is boldness.
No.
Because the price for sin had not been paid.
Interestingly, the day the high priest went in to the Holy of Holies, what did they attach to his ankle?
Well, my understanding is it was a rope.
And a bell.
Yes, that's right.
Right? And the bell was there to make the noise to make sure that they knew he was still alive, and the rope was there to pull him out.
Yeah.
If he died.
Exactly.
So that was the fear of God in the Holy of Holies. And it is such an incredible breakthrough to imagine that by the blood of Christ we've been brought near to God.
Yeah.
And we can stand before God completely confident in what Jesus has done for us. Totally.
100%. Let me read another scripture to you. Fantastic. Ephesians 3:12 says, "In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in Jesus Christ." Now, let me just make a quick comment on these two scriptures. One says we have boldness by the blood of Jesus. The other one says we have boldness and confidence through faith in him. You notice that there's none of you and I in there.
Mm.
All our confidence and all our boldness is in the one who is perfect, the one who came to earth to make the way back to God. So that's why I can be confident. And practically, Bernie, how this works is, you know what? On my worst day and on my best day, it's my approach to God is the same, because it's not about we're talking about performance-based religion.
Mm.
It's not about my performance. It's about Christ's performance. That's what makes me bold. And that is what makes me confident.
You know when I need that boldness most? When I know I've failed God. When I know I have fallen flat on my face, and I'm the guy that gets behind the radio mic every day and every week to do this, and I have fallen flat on my face before God. If I did not have that boldness, I would not keep short accounts with God. If I did not have that boldness, I would not go to God immediately and say, "God, I am sorry, forgive me."
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Hebrews 4 talks about that. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace in time of need. The time of need is not when you're doing well, it's when you're done wrong, it's when you're done badly.
Yeah, that is awesome stuff. So let me encourage anybody who's listening today, who's kind of nervous standing before God, who's afraid. If you believe that Jesus died for you and rose again, if that's what you believe, you may stand before God completely clean, completely pure, completely in right standing with him, and bold and confident in what Jesus did for you. Brett, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Bernie.
As we head towards Easter, we don't always think about the fact that what happened back there on that Passover was a huge injustice. And unless we understand that injustice, it's nigh on impossible to wrap your heart around the amazing love of God for you in Jesus Christ. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application e-booklet. It's called The Shocking Truth About You, Me, and Barabbas. And it's all about helping you come to grips with just how much God loves you. And at the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's word right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again, in case you missed it, is christianityworks.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.